Hello and thank you for downloading the Radio Nova Morning Glory podcast. My name is Marty Miller. That there is Conor Irwin. Sorry, I forgot to do the podcast bit, which producer Clint absolutely hates.
But we love it and we're going to keep doing it for as long as they let us let's
do the long version.
Podcast. The greatest podcast ever.
I think somehow we might need to sing from the same hymn sheet
at
some stage.
We should write that down, maybe.
Because each of us is just like looking at each other going, well,
are you
going
to say pod or great or
cast
or what?
I'm going to go with, the greatest podcast ever.
Right, and I'm going for the poddiest podcast ever.
Well, you know, I suppose, you know, if you were listening to us in stereo and you were in one speaker and I was in the other, it would all make sense.
It'd be like some sort of harmony.
It would like be a Beatles record.
Basically, this is our fourth podcast. Right, I fear it might be our last.
It might well be. So, this is our show. We do it on the radio, Monday to Friday between 6 and 10. And then here, it's the podcast.
I was swallowing when you went for that one. And right. I messed it up. I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. We proved this week that we are, in fact, somewhat silly.
Yeah, we just proved it again there for the last minute,
yes.
I think.
Very silly this week, and it took some of our listeners to tell us that we're somewhat silly.
My little fella learned how to text through emojis this
and
week.
And we also sent some people off to Los Angeles to see a little unknown band called U2.
Who?
Yes, U2. Going to U2. It was the U2 experience money could not buy, and only this radio station was sending Amanda and her dad off to LA.
You can hear all of that and more on this here
podcast.
Morning Glory
on Radio Nova.
When the roads are very busy between 7 and 9 weekday mornings, we do traffic every 15 minutes. And with Elaine, she said this during the week, right?
In Kildare, the Nace Newbridge DCW, that's the old N7, is closed between the Toker roundabout and the Pfizer roundabout in Newbridge due to flooding. Nothing else you need to know for the moment, but if I've missed anything, do give me a call here on 440-4100.
Do you know, excuse my ignorance, but I've never heard of the Nace Newbridge DCW. What is that? What does DCW stand for?
Drive carefully well.
Drive careful, it's wet.
Yeah, yeah, right. That's probably it.
Yeah, that wasn't it.
Listen, Stephen, there's one thing.
Now go gentle.
In this world that me and Marty both despise, and that's it being proven that we're dopes.
Dopes.
Now, it's your great pleasure to prove that we are dopes.
DCW stands for?
Dual Carriageway.
Yeah, of course it does.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Thanks for that, Stephen.
Morning Glory on Radio Nova.
Marty Miller here, Conor Irwin. And we had some help from Ruth Scott during the week as well, because I was out sick. Stick in green face emoji there.
Here's the thing. I'd actually been thinking in the last couple of days, Ruth, you're an adult now. You need to stop using so many emojis when you send texts, because I could get some serious texts and reply to them with a thumbs up. And something has made my decision really strong in my mind today. You please tell the story of your adorable son.
Well, my little fella, who is 4.5, has just sent me a text, and it is brilliant because it is rainbow. Harry, rainbow, snowman, rain, followed by burger, chips, taco, hot dog, chips, pizza, burger, chips.
That's his lunch order for him and his classmates, isn't it?
Well, you know, I'm on for it. And then you've got like a load of other emojis and music-y ones, and then Harry, and then Irish flags.
So can I ask a question? He's 4.5. Does he write? Do kids write at the age of 4.5? I have no idea.
Are
they learning?
Obviously, I would say this, but Harry is somewhat of a genius.
his parent, how are you? I'm just leaning back here across the
arms. He can text his own name.
Oh, that's brilliant.
And he can text his own name. He can also write his own name.
Yeah, that's amazing. And he's using emojis to express himself, whereas I'm using them
to be
really lazy.
He wants a burger, chips and pizza, if anyone sees him out today.
So what do you think? Are you going to set me a challenge? Harry's going to continue being creative and fabulous and brilliant, and I'm going to have to stop using emojis and text?
No, I don't see the problem with using emojis at all. I think they're very expressive. I think that like emojis are brilliant. If we could all just speak in emojis. Thumbs up, smiley face, laughy face. I don't know, like, how do you hear emojis?
If an emoji falls in the forest and nobody sees it.
I don't know. Like, there's these things called animojis as well.
Which are like
animated emojis.
So they're kind of like GIFs or GIFs, depending on what way you feel like.
Well, GIF is the right way of saying it.
Yeah. So the man who invented it said it was GIF, but I still like to call it a GIF. Anyway, so is an animated emoji a GIF?
No, it's an animoji.
You know what? In about another 85 years, we'll just hold up our hand and a little panel on the palm of our hand will light up with a smiley face or a rainbow or a burger.
Or we'll all be like telepathic, so we'll just all be looking at each other going, oh, I know what you're thinking. God, and nobody will get away with anything.
Terrifying. So it is absolutely terrifying.
We search high. We search low. We travel to the four corners of the world and sometimes beyond to find Hecked Up News.
Earlier on this month, Starbucks launched a newly designed Christmas cup.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get it?
Yes.
You have got it. Instead of the traditional kind of red cup that they've been doing for years, they went with a kind of a designy, doodly type thing.
Right, it's busy. It's
very busy. Mm. It's Christmas doodles, basically. Christmas trees, presents, all that sort of stuff. And holding hands. So they've faced a bit of controversy. It's the 25th anniversary design. And as an illustration, they have two hands holding each other, featured on the cups.
Okay.
Now, British LGBT Awards tweeted, "We're loving Starbucks' new festive ad with a lesbian couple holding hands." Now, I didn't realise that it was a lesbian couple holding hands, but apparently the hands belong to a lesbian couple who are also featured in Starbucks' festive ad.
Okay.
And as a consequence now, homophobic customers have decided to boycott Starbucks due to its supposed gay agenda.
Come on.
I mean,
I'm not going to Starbucks. I might catch gay.
I mean, come for the on.
Mm.
Get just
yeah, that's fecked
in
up.
In this day and age.
That's fecked up.
That is fecked up.
It's not very cheery fecked up for Christmas cheer.
I'm sorry, it's not.
Come
but,
on.
You know.
Do better.
Sorry.
Fecked up news going to the lovely market town of Doncaster.
It's a market town, is it?
Well, it is a market town.
Okay.
Yeah. In Yorkshire for this one, where they've just revealed that they've employed a few more snow plowers and salt spreaders. Gritters,
right.
If you like.
Yeah.
The gritters.
The gritters.
Yeah. So they ran a little competition locally with Doncaster County Council to find out what they should call their new machines. And this is the kind of thing that you hate, you know, Fairy McFairy Face or Boaty McBoat Face.
It was funny the first time.
Yeah, I still think it's hilarious. Anyway, names that didn't make it onto the little yellow spreader include Spready Mercury.
That's good. That is good.
See, I told you. Basil Salty.
Yeah, I'll take that.
And Brittany Houston.
Good old Brittany.
Doncaster already has a fleet of vehicles called Mr. Plow,
right.
The Sub-Zero Hero, Brittany Spears.
I like Brittany Spears.
Brad Grit and Usain Salt. The two new additions are called, ladies and gentlemen, can I give to you David Plowy and Gritsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Anti-Slip Machiney.
All right, look, I'll give it to Doncaster because they didn't put a Mac face in there anywhere.
See? I would have preferred Spready Mercury, though.
Spready Mercury is a brilliant one.
Morning Glory
on Radio Nova.
Yesterday was Black Friday. Did you partake? Did you get anything nice? Did you ever in your life, never mind the whole Black Friday thing, get something that you went, ha, oh, I did all right there.
I have thought of something.
Go on.
When I was in sixth year or fifth year in school,
yeah,
I got a holiday to Morocco,
mm-hmm.
me and my mates, and it was £180 as far as I remember. Flights and accommodation.
For how long?
For a week. In Morocco at Christmas time.
That's pretty good.
I think that was pretty good.
£180.
It was either 170 or 180, I can't remember.
For a week, flights and accommodation. Yeah. It's just a package holiday though, isn't it?
It was £180.
Would you not pay like £250 for a package holiday anyway, no?
I don't know, do you? I haven't gotten a package holiday since, but I just thought that was kind of like, it felt like a bargain.
Sure. No, as long as, that's the thing, as long as it feels like a bargain.
Yeah.
All right, I know we're not mad about the whole idea of, oh God, it's Black Friday.
Yeah.
There's a lot of snobs out there, including me. I mean, to be honest with you, I don't know where this has come from over the last number of years. I really don't.
Yeah.
But anyway, it's here and what can we do about it except somehow embrace it and talk about maybe the bestest bargain you've ever gotten in your life.
Send us an L. Text 087 18 18 100.
Nigel's been on. He says he bought his wife a Volvo Estate, which was 12 years old with loads of space, and he got it for £700.
That's pretty damn good.
That's the kind of bargain I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's Black Friday bargains.
And it's still running and it's all good.
Yeah, he says. Phil says, this coat, I got it for €15 online. and it's snug as anything. Right, thanks very much. 087-1818-100. So seeing as it's Black Friday, what is the absolute best bargain you ever got? Mine was a French pressing of Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon, and I've talked about this on the show many's a time.
Yeah.
Car boot sale, €10.
That's pretty good.
It's in pristine condition, and it still is to this day. It's beautiful.
You see, I think a bargain is what you make of it as well. A bargain is how you feel about a purchase when you buy it. You don't feel ripped off.
I've never had a bargain on a car. Never in my life. I've always walked away from a garage or whatever going, well, that's been
they saw me coming. Yeah. Those big windows
are really working for you.
You know, you see,
now they're all glass showrooms.
They are, yes. Yeah, so they can see you coming from miles. I felt that I got a bargain on a car before.
Did you?
But then it was so crap.
Oh.
I actually had to change it. The manufacturer has changed it for another one.
Yeah, it's so bad.
Like, I don't know. Chris, what do you think? What's your best bargain ever?
Chris, all right.
Yeah,
what do you got for us? What's the best bargain you've ever gotten?
Well, basically, I picked up a car from the coroner of Louth.
The coroner?
The coroner of Louth, yeah.
As in the person who deals with the dead?
Yeah.
Right.
Had there been dead bodies in the car?
Unfortunately not, no.
Unfortunately not.
Chris, you're a weirdo.
You're a bit
man.
Weird.
We're hanging up.
No. Come on, tell us.
No, he's gone.
No, he's gone. Is he really gone?
He's gone.
Did you actually hang up?
No, he's gone.
I want to find out what the car was, Chris.
Right, well, it was a 2005. I had one. There was a top range model as well.
Right.
I had one before. I built a couple of bits on it myself. And then the timing chain snapped on it as a lovely thank you for all the work I done to it. And then I had a bit of a whinge and a moan on a couple of forums. And this guy just messaged me around this time of year and went, so, look, in the spirit of Christmas, I have one of these. It's sitting in my yard. I don't want to sell it because I don't want to deal with people. You seem to be into it. If you have a tow truck, it's yours.
Jesus, that's
wow,
awful.
Okay.
Sound. Now I know why he's the coroner, though. I don't like dealing with people. I only deal with the dead.
The dead sound, they're dead sound.
Cheers for that.
Hi, Sean, what do you got for us real quick? What's the bestest bargain you've ever gotten?
In 2003, I got a 10-year-old Ford Fiesta for £20.
Oh!
And I spent another £20 in the Haynes manual and worked on it and got it going.
Good man.
Brilliant.
So, £20 on a Ford Fiesta and £20 on the Haynes manual.
£40
got yourself a car.
On the road.
Yeah, my wife is pregnant, so I treated her.
Good man. You're quite the fella, Sean. We're glad we know you. Thanks for calling.
Sean the Dreamboat and his €40 Fiesta. It sounds
don't
like
I ever spoil you, love.
A weird Christmas movie.
That's brilliant.
Morning Glory.
On Radio Nova.
Thursday night. At a very secret location, which turned out to be the Morgan Hotel, the penthouse of same, if you don't mind, we got 11 excited listeners together to give away something very, very nice. Now, yesterday morning, we had the receiver of said something very nice, Amanda Clark, on with us. Feeling good, right?
Well, I'm alive anyway.
This is what happened last night.
They have all their phones in their hands. The phones were removed for obvious security reasons. You two, we've been dealing with you two directly here. This is big business. So they did not want anybody else around the world to be hearing this at this stage. Which is why certain security precautions were put in place, like nobody has their phone. Well, now they all have their phones. And I'm going to ring one of them.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
Hat's
making the call. Good luck, everybody.
Okay, here we go. Just bring that down a bit.
Oh, it's incorrect. Somebody's ringing.
That's me.
We have a very, very shaky person here. Are you excited?
Yeah, just...
What's your name? Tell us all, who are we going to LA to meet the band?
Oh, me and my dad. Woo! I did this for my dad. He hasn't been very well lately. And I'm really glad I was able to win this for him. I tried really hard. I rang all week since Monday morning and you finally got through on Friday. I'm so happy. Thank you so much, Nova. I really am.
You're more than welcome. You're going to LA.
to meet you too.
So that was last night. And are things calmed down a little bit in your house, Amanda?
Yeah, I think so.
Just a little bit, though. Have you got
everything
packed?
Yeah, I was very, very excited last night.
So Dad hadn't been too well of late. He was in flying form last night.
He was, yeah.
Delighted with himself.
He's been taking a few weeks just to kind of get himself together, so last night was kind of his first night out for a while.
Well, listen, we're absolutely delighted because it could not have gone to a better or more deserving winner, if you know, if we can say that, because it's very unfair on the rest that were there. Everyone was deserving to be in that room, but you were so happy to get it, and I was both of us were just delighted to see your reaction. It was phenomenal.
Yeah. Thank you.
No worries. Listen, keep that $500 safe till Sunday, and enjoy the flights. They'll be all good, and then you'll get the accommodation and the meet and greet. It's going to be brilliant, Amanda.
Make sure you get a good old photo with your dad and you two, won't you?
Don't you worry.
Make sure the camera doesn't shake or anything like that. We don't want any blurry photos and a blur that was supposed to be you two, okay? Listen, have a great time, okay?
Thanks, Marty and Connor.
You're very, very welcome. And let us know how you go next week when you get back. It was such good fun last night.
Great crack.
Thank you to the Morgan for very much looking after us with food and drinks last night up the top in the penthouse. We very much like it there.
Oh, yeah, we'll do that again.
Morning Glory on Radio Nova.
Thanks a lot for listening to our Radio Nova podcast. We'll do it all again on the radio if you're up nice and early Monday morning from 6.
If this hasn't turned you off listening to us.